evening, everyone. Welcome.
You set?
Yep. To our Tuesday, July 25th, 2023 Yorkville City Council meeting. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we go to the roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier is absent. Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Gracias. Next, I have no amendments to the agenda. There are no presentations. Is that correct? Okay, turn to you. Turn to Bart. You have no public hearings. Are there any citizens who would like to comment on items on the agenda? If so, please step to the podium and state your name for the record. Seeing none, we're on the consent agenda. We have a lengthy consent agenda. First of all, we have minutes from June 27th and July 11th. We have bill payments, $1,570,934.08. We have PW 2023-60, a resolution approving a recommendation for stop signs in Grand Reserve. I believe there are seven intersections. 2023-61, a resolution approving recommendation for no parking on the north side of Garden Street. And that's all along the new preschool. Isn't that a preschool for the school district there?
It is.
We have the Cornels Road Interceptor. Change order number two, balancing. And that is... That's final. Didn't you tell me that, Eric, wherever Eric is? Brad? Okay. Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Is it green?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You'll hold it down.
There you go. It's good.
Is that better?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you. I apologize. So we're on consent agenda. I've read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm on to item 7, the water main improvements, contract B. We're removing Colton Street for this year and shifting it to next year. And we have the South Central EWST, and that stands for, was it elevated water
storage tank.
Water tower is easier, but that's what that is. Rehab, and that's design engineering agreement, and that's for next year. I'm looking for a motion and a second, please.
Second.
I heard Soling, I believe, and Merrick. This requires a roll call.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Well, next, we're on to the mayor's report. And the first thing is Riverfest. That went off real well. Is Tim here?
I think he's out searching for a shade for the winter.
Oh. Well, Tim, great job at Riverfest. Thank you. We had a great turnout. There was a slight delay in the cardboard boat race, but great turnout. Great turnout Friday night. We did have to end a little early because of storm, but Saturday was a great turnout all day. They had some wonderful kids' activities on Saturday. It was like a full life-size Mario Brothers course or something. It was packed. They told me they sold out tickets at 1 o'clock and had to come back and get more, which is just fantastic. So great job by staff. It was a good time. Next, we have, under Mayor's Report, Item 1, 2023-44, Ordinance Waiving Construction Guarantee for Kendall County New Office Building at 105 West Fox Street. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Tarulis?
Second.
Second by Koch. Bart, you want to explain this briefly, please?
Yeah, Kendall County is in the process of constructing a new county municipal building adjacent to their existing 111 West Fox Street building. The architect that they're using is Cordigan Clark, who did this building too here too. After one of their staff meetings with us, they had come over and basically said, your code requires us to post a letter of credit for 120% of about $80,000 worth of exterior improvements. We've already voted on the funding. We've got it identified. There's no way that we're not going to complete it. It would save us a little bit of money if we waived the security. I felt that was a reasonable request. So made the recommendation to prepare the materials accordingly, but it does require a city council vote. So you're basically waiving the security requirements for construction of a county building's exterior improvements only.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Tim, while you stepped out, we did report on Riverfest, how it was a great event. Anything you want to add?
No, it was a fantastic event. Next year, we're going to have a store.
Yeah, and I was counting on the Mario Brothers life-size course, how you had just an incredible turnout for that. It was fun to see. Yeah, it was. So thank you. Nice job on that. And I dropped off my daughters at soccer, and the field looked fantastic also. So thank you. Okay, next, we have a resolution, 2023-45, approving a janitorial professional services agreement with Unimax Management Corporation. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Cornels. Bart, anything you want to offer on this?
There's a memo in the packet that outlines that they were the low bidder. We've called their references. It is a substantial savings from our current contract, so we will monitor that over the next year. It is only a one-year contract with a one-year extension, and so if for some reason we aren't satisfied with the service at the low bid price, we basically can make the decision to bid it out here again relatively quickly and have a new contract next year.
Questions? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, we have the Countryside Pavilion Park update. This is an FYI. We will be having a vote next meeting, correct? The church has approved this?
Yes.
Excellent. So we're looking to vote on this next meeting, and Tim, you're hopeful we might be able to get a portion of this done this fall?
Yeah, hopefully, if the city signs off on this at the next meeting, we'll start on the infrastructure, getting the sidewalks, and things like that going. We still have not received the vote after shelter.
Great, thank you. Any questions on that? Look forward to voting on that next meeting. Next, we have Public Works. I think that's Mr. Koch.
Item 1, PW 2023-59, Bright Farms well modifications. And I need a motion to approve Bright Farms' request to relocate the well as presented within the packet material.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by, was that Merrick? Yeah. Discussion, questions? Mr. Funkhauser?
I had some questions I asked Bart about these. So the primary reason for this is for the developer is the cost savings from the current well's location to where they're proposing it within the building, well, adjacent to the building. So that's the cost savings factor that they're bringing forward. So they, as the developer, are wanting to cap the existing well and not abandon. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, as you know, I had concerns over this when it came through about the well, the water usage. My concern is having a, not an abandoned well, but a second well on the site. The intent was if they wanted their second well, they'd have to come back and ask us for that. So I would prefer them to have to abandon that well, you know, abandon it in compliance with the IDPH standards, provide certification that it's been abandoned so that we know that it's not in use or cannot be in use, so that when they do need to have their second well, that potential shallow well that they talked about, that they'd come forward to us at a later time and ask for it. The other thing that I'd like to see about doing is possibly putting a meter on the well so that we can monitor, not at a cost, but monitor how much water they're using on an annual basis to see if they're within what they convey to us as their actual usage of the site. Those are a couple things that concern me. water usage, like I said, that's my biggest concern, how much. I want to be very clear that that's always been my concern. And those are the two things that I'd like to see discussed and see what we can do about that.
Other questions, comments?
Everybody knows I was not in favor of the project, but it seems that everything that they've given us is not going to be. Can we guarantee that they're going to do what they say they're going to do? If we cap the well, meter?
So the agreement is going to say you're allowed to operate this one well, and that's it. There's no guarantee that they wouldn't uncap the well and use it. There's no guarantee that they wouldn't drill a new well in the middle of the night. You can't prevent somebody from doing something like that. You can't hold them accountable afterwards. I would assume there'd be repercussions civilly with the adjacent property owners, with us as well towards them. And then I'm guessing that Kendall County and IDPH would probably have some pretty significant sanctions with, using an unpermitted well, basically.
And as far as I know, everything with YBSC is completely done. They redid their permits.
That's my understanding as well, yes, from talking to the director.
Regarding the well, the county permits that, correct?
They have some oversight of it.
So if they wanted to use a well that was capped, they would have to go back to the county, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not something they could just... They couldn't legally do it.
Correct.
Correct. They would have to hire a professional to do it.
Okay.
Or even they'd have to hire a professional.
And that professional would make sure they have the proper...
Yes, and I believe when they cap them, the motor's out.
Okay.
So that's the biggest expense. They're
okay.
Okay. Put that in the other well.
Okay. So... It's not going to be done legally, so okay. And I'm not insinuating that they would do it illegally either. So, okay. Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Terulis.
Aye.
Soling.
Nay.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Nay.
Funkhauser.
Nay.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. So we have. 4, 2, 3, 4.
You need 5?
You need 4.
Oh, you do?
4.
You don't need 5.
Okay. Well, no, I'm sorry, you need 5.
Because yes. We've transiers out.
Right. Then I will vote yes.
Okay.
So motion carries.
Item 2, PW 2023-3, 2023 Water Main Improvements Contract A, Change Order Number 1. I need a motion to approve the 2023 Water Main Improvements Contract A, change order number 1, and authorize the mayor to check.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Soling. Anyone want to take this? Bart?
Yep. This is for a $27,000 or so increase on the water main contract related to some fittings that needed to be replaced near the Hillside Nursing Home. The reason it's on the regular agenda as opposed to the consent agenda, the committee had some questions about where the two service lines went. I didn't get a chance to send the email before the meeting. Eric did answer that. It is one tap on the main that is then separated to two service lines. One of those service lines goes to the new part of the building. One of the service lines goes to the old part of the building, and both are metered.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Present.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Item 3, PW 2023-65, Beaver Street Pump Station Improvements, change order number 1, balancing. And I need a motion to approve the Beaver Street Pump Station Improvements, change order number 1, balancing, and authorize the mayor to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Public Works?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. EDC?
No report.
Public safety. No report? Oh, that's right. No report. Thank you. Admin committee.
No report.
Park board, anything? Excellent, thank you. Any questions for Tim?
Chief has anything else to add?
No, perfect.
It's always a good time. Yes. You get a lot of kids out there. They like to push the sirens and all that.
Bring your phone.
That's right, by the end of the night, your ears are ringing. It's a good time, though. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. That's back to me. Okay, first item is I'm looking for a motion for PZC 2023-02 and EDC 2023-22 for Bristol Ridge Solar 105 and PZC 2023-03 and EDC 2023-23 Bristol Ridge Solar 106 for an ordinance approving the First Amendment to the Annexation Agreement for a portion of the subdivision and a First Amendment to the Annexation Agreement between United States of Yorkville and Bristol Ridge LLC. Is there a motion? Anyone? Dies for lack of motion. So can we take action on the next two?
On the next two, you read all three, correct?
Well, there's nothing on here. Can we take action without the...
The ordinance, no. The
What's
ordinance
that?
Approving the annexation agreement for a portion of it if we have not approved the First Amendment to the annexation agreement. Christy, you concur?
Yes.
So what are the next steps then?
The failure to approve the First Amendment is, unless the amendment is totally revised and changed, it cannot be brought up again before this session of the City Council. This session meaning until we have elections, etc. So the only way it can be brought back is if it is revised in a different form than that is presented to you tonight.
Are we, if somebody petitions for zoning, aren't we required to vote on it? I thought we had to give them a vote.
The fact that it hasn't been motioned is bringing it before and putting it on an agenda is in fact the vote. Why
that one doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Just
all right.
Talk to the mayor's office.
Okay.
So the fact that we put on the agenda is considered a vote?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll move on.
So then we would have to, best case scenario, I would recommend we table items 2 and 3.
We're going to go to the City Council report.
Well, no, there's number four. There's
number
one
four.
On.
There oh, is there number four? On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we missed this in the staff meeting, too. Okay, we'll go to item 4, PZC 2023-04 and EDC 2023-28. An ordinance granting sign variances for the property located at 2505 Boomer Lane, Trinity Church United Methodist. Is there a motion and a second?
Motion.
Second.
Second by Koch. Any discussion? Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, now we're on to City Council report. Anything from Council?
No report.
City Clerk?
No report.
Community and Liaison report.
If Chief Jensen does not wish to talk on the banquet last week?
Actually, no. I'm going to request that we keep that to
August 8th,
we will have
protected benchmark
today.
Absolutely. Thank you for the
reminder. Anything else in community liaison reports? Staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report number 2. You're not going to do that presentation tonight, right?
I am not.
Okay. just something I want to comment on. The Chris, I know you're taking on the UDO. I just want the council to know that the UDO right now, as presently proposed, has density higher than Aurora, higher than Oswego, higher than Oswego rental thing. That was a fiasco on Wolf Road. That is what the committee is recommending to approve. I'm absolutely opposed to that. 6,000 square foot lots for single family residential as a standard without review of the council, other than the standard review, is absolutely, in my opinion, off the table. There's no way I will support that. There's some other density issues in there, but I want the council to be aware of that. That's going to be a recommendation from Mr. Funkhauser's committee. Additional business?
No report.
Citizen comments. Okay. Any need for executive session?
Nope.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Zolling? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn is granted. That's quicker than I thought.